today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, Salamu alaikum, welcome. This is another episode of today's special, and we're speaking about moderation in Islam.
I never thought about all the things you have given to me. I never thanked you once. I was too proud to see the truth and prostrate to you. Until I took the first step, and that's when you opened the doors for me.
On today, Saturday, 12th of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 6th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by listening to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 143.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وما جعلنا القبلة التي كنت عليها إلا لنعلم من يتبع الرسول ممن ينقلب على عقبيه وإن كانت لكبيرة إلا على الذين هدى الله وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُضِيعَ إِيمَانَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ
And thus we have made you a just community, that you will be witnesses over the people, and the messenger will be a witness over you. And we did not make the Qibla, which you used to face, except that we might make evident who would follow the messenger, from who would turn back on his heels. And indeed it is difficult except for those whom Allah has guided. And never would Allah have caused you to lose your faith. Indeed Allah is to the people kind and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah's commandments are issued as prescriptions for the purpose of our remedy. Then one day this one is useful and the next something else. Each of them, in its proper place, is the best to provide our felicity, prosperity, and development. Thus, the change of Qibla should not create any anxiety for you about your former prayers and worshipping, nor those in the future, because all of them have been right and proper. Significance of moderation in Islam is the topic of this part. We occasionally hear the term moderate Islam from some political statements or new outlets. But what does it actually mean to be a moderate Muslim? Is there even such a term for non-moderate Muslims? This term can be contentious depending on how it's being used to define a certain context or issue. Some Muslims even find the term moderate Muslim to be offensive. Being moderate can also mean different things for different groups of people. Nevertheless, Muslims can all agree that Islam is indeed a religion of moderation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today in this show, we are trying to talk about the significance of moderation in Islam. We occasionally hear the term moderate Islam from some political statesmen or news outlets. But what does it actually mean to be moderate Muslim? Is there even such a term for non-moderate Muslim? This term can be contentious depending on how it is being used to define a certain context or issue. Some Muslims even find the term moderate Muslim to be offensive. Being moderate can also mean different things for different groups of people. Nevertheless, Muslims can all agree that Islam is indeed a religion of moderation. The concept and virtue of moderation in Islam can be traced back to the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَيَكُونُ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِدًا. And it is thus that we appointed you to be the community of the middle way, so that you might be witnesses to all humankind. And the messenger might be witness to you. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143. So what does moderation, or wasat, or the middle way mean? Scholars have different views on this. According to some, moderation is the middle path between two extremes, excess and deficiency. It is broadly known as commendable trait, and is even highly encouraged in Islam to adopt it. This is also the view of Imam Fakhrazi in his writings. The middle way between two opposite ends of extreme is virtue. For example, courage is the middle way between two opposite ends of vices, which are cowardice and recklessness.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
Now, ways to help us live consistently and constantly by moderation. One of them is developing ourselves gradually and don't overburden ourselves. Learning about Islam and striving to be a good Muslim is a journey that is unique for every individual. No path is completely identical. Yet, as seen in the hadith, it is not uncommon for those who are new to learning Islam to develop a strong zeal in fulfilling their life as Muslims. However, this newfound enthusiasm and zeal to change should be carried out in moderation. Otherwise, this kind of overzealousness could be identified as the strategy of Iblis to mislead Muslims. For example, he argues that there are Muslims who find joy in performing the night prayer, even to the extent of praying it the entire night. Unfortunately, they would focus too much on it, that it takes a toll on them, and eventually they become exhausted and lazy to fulfill their righteous and or worldly obligations. Allahu, Allahu. moderation in worship. Balancing acts of worship entails not exhausting oneself so much that they impact on other duties while not reducing them to the point of negligence either. One of the companions of the Prophet states, I would offer Salah with the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His Salah was moderate and so was his sermon. Neither was it too lengthy nor too short. The Prophet also said, you are required to take upon yourself only what you can carry out easily. By Allah, Allah does not withhold His mercy and forgiveness of you until you neglect and give up good works. Allah likes the deeds best which a worshipper can carry out constantly.
Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَكَذَلِكَ, and that is how, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, and that is how we made you the middle ummah. وَسَط means middle. وَحَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى, Allah says, take care of your prayers, but especially take care of the middle prayer. There's a debate of which prayer is the middle prayer. Some say it's Salat al-Asr because it's in between As-Subh and Dhuhr and Maghrib and Isha. It's in between. Others say the Tafsir of Ahlul Bayt says it's Salat al-Dhuhr, not Salat al-Asr, because it's in the middle of the day. And some people have a tendency to forget Salat al-Dhuhr. Because it's in the middle of the day, people are busy with business, with buying and selling and trading, and they're busy with their everyday work, they might forget to pray Salatil al-Dhuhr. So Allah says, وَحَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى. There's a special reminder to take care of the middle salah. So al-wasat, al-wusta, al-wasat is masculine. Al-wusta is feminine, but it's both the same meaning, that which is in the middle, that which is in the center. Some exegesis, mufassirin, like Al-Alama Tabatabai in Tafsir Al-Mizan, and like Al-Shaykh Nasir Makarim Al-Shirazi in Tafsir Al-Amthal, have proposed the following meaning to the verse. They say this is a possibility, and that is that Allah Azza wa Jal has created many nations, and there's lots of nations. Some they remain true to what Allah taught them, others deviated from what Allah taught them, from the teachings of Allah. There are some that went to extreme measures, went to the two extremes, especially at the time of the dawn of Islam, when Islam was revealed, when the Quran was revealed, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi was sent as a messenger, there were various nations. But the most important nations were the pagans and the Christians. Pagans in the Arabian Peninsula, in Arabia, many of them were pagans. They were idol worshippers. And you also had Christians, Arabian Christians in the Arabian Peninsula, but you also had them in the Roman Empire. These were two nations that the Quran alludes to in this verse.
That was all for this episode of today's special. Thank you for joining us. and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.